From Spark and Anvil and Improv Quest, this is Yes and an Offer in Chapter 1 of the Improv Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The practice space was quiet, except for the sound of a scene going nowhere. In two chalk circles drawn on the floor stood Kai and Lena. Kai had his arms crossed. Lena was staring at the ceiling, looking for an idea. Any idea. Watching from the side were Yes and Offer. Offer was practically vibrating, their feet tapping a fast rhythm on the polished wood. They looked like a person made of question marks and exclamation points, ready to burst with suggestions. "They're stuck," Offer whispered, a little too loudly. "They need a thing, or a place, or a weird job like a professional cloud polisher." Yes and placed a calm hand on Offer's shoulder. Yes and was the quiet center to Offer's whirlwind. They watched the scene with a steady, gentle gaze, like someone listening for a specific note in a song. "Patience," Yes and said softly. "The scene isn't broken, it's just waiting." In the circle, Lena finally spoke. "Well, Captain, we've landed on the marshmallow planet," she declared. Kai sighed. "This doesn't look like a marshmallow planet," he said, "and I'm not a captain." The scene, which was barely moving, stopped completely. Offer winced. Yes and just nodded, a thoughtful look on their face. It was time to step in.
"Freeze!" Offer called out, hopping forward. They had a bright, encouraging smile that made it impossible to feel like you'd done something wrong. "That was a great start, you two. Lena, that was a perfect gift." Lena looked confused. "A gift? I just said a line," she said. "Every line is a gift," Offer explained, spinning on one foot. "You offered him a planet made of marshmallows. You offered him a rank. Captain, you handed him a whole box of ideas to play with. That's your job. You make an offer. You put something, anything, into the world." Offer gestured around the empty room, as if it were suddenly full of amazing things. "Think of it like starting a drawing," Offer continued. "You can't draw the whole picture at once. You have to draw one line. Maybe it's a squiggly line. Maybe it's a dot. That's your offer. You just gave Kai a marshmallow planet. That's a fantastic first line." Offer turned to Kai, who still looked skeptical. "But what if I don't like marshmallows?" Kai asked. Offer's smile didn't fade. "It doesn't matter if you like them. It only matters that they're there now. Lena gave you a gift. Now you have to decide what to do with it."
Yes and glided forward to stand beside Offer. Their voice was as calm and smooth as a slow river. "And that's where the other half of the secret comes in," Yes and said, looking at Kai. "Offer is right. Lena gave you a gift. What's the first thing you say when someone gives you a gift?" "Thank you," Kai guessed. "Close," Yes and said with a small smile. "In here, the way we say thank you is by saying yes. You accept the gift. You don't question it. You don't hand it back. You just say yes. So, Lena says you're the captain of a spaceship on a marshmallow planet." Yes and paused, letting the idea settle. "So you say yes, but that's only the first word. The second word is the most important one in the whole wide world. The second word is and." Yes and looked from Kai to Lena, then back again. "You accept the reality she gave you, and then you add a new piece. You build on it. You say, yes, we've landed on the marshmallow planet, and I'm worried the sticky ground will pull my boots off. See? You took her gift, and you added your own. Now she has a new gift to play with." Kai's expression began to change. The crossed arms loosened. He was starting to get it. It wasn't an argument. It was a build.
"Okay, let's try it again," Offer chirped, bouncing back to the sidelines. "From Lena's line, go."
Lena took a breath.
"Well, Captain, we've landed on the marshmallow planet," she said, with even more confidence this time. Kai looked down at his feet, imagining them in the marshmallow ground. He paused, and for a second, it seemed like he might get stuck again. Yes And gave a tiny, encouraging nod. "Yes," Kai said, the word feeling new in his mouth. "And I think my boots are already stuck in this squishy, vanilla-scented ground." He wiggled his foot for emphasis. Offer clapped silently. Lena lit up. She had a new gift to unwrap. "Yes, and look," she exclaimed, pointing to an imaginary spot. "The marshmallow creatures who live here are bouncing towards us. They look friendly." Kai looked where she was pointing. "Yes, and they're offering us mugs of hot chocolate to dip them in," he added, a grin spreading across his face. "That's their traditional greeting." The scene was alive now. It tumbled forward, one idea building on the next, a story growing out of nothing but a single offer and a chorus of yes ands. Offer was beaming, and Yes And watched with quiet satisfaction as the two players built a world together, piece by piece.
"And scene," Yes And called out gently. Kai and Lena let out a laugh, stepping out of their chalk circles. The imaginary marshmallow planet and its friendly inhabitants dissolved back into the air of the practice space. "See," Offer said, rushing over to them. "You did it! You made a whole world with bouncing creatures and hot chocolate greetings. I didn't know any of that was going to happen."
"Neither did we," Lena admitted, still smiling.
"That's the whole point," Yes And added, joining the group. "One person can't build a world alone. But when one person makes an offer, and the next person says, yes and, you can build anything together. You don't have to be the funniest or the cleverest. You just have to be a good builder." Offer nodded enthusiastically. "You just have to give your partner a good starting block." "And you just have to be willing to build with whatever block they give you," Yes And finished. They looked at each other, a perfect pair. One to start the spark, and one to fan the flame. Together, they made the whole thing glow.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Yes and Offer. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.